Hey guys, Katie here. How you doing? How are you doing, fuckers? It's been a while. Once again, said I was going to do this daily audio update, and I couldn't promise it to you. Currently out on a break here, having a little cigarette. And there's been a couple of things that have happened in the political sphere surrounding the elections that I wanted to talk about briefly today. One of them being, of course, the bombshell that came out of the Conservative Party that they will be adhering in their new manifesto that they will be supporting more foreign aid, all the while increasing taxes and putting the pinch on the local people, which is a real weird place and position to have, especially when the revelations came out that some of the money that was spent in foreign aid was arguably dubious. Some of the causes that apparently it was used for, I think it was used for a female pop group in Africa or something like that, or something stupid. It was meant to be promoting confidence, but it just sounds like a colossal waste of money if you ask me. So it's a little annoying. A lot of people aren't happy with that. Whilst we'd love to lead the way in foreign aid, I don't think it's right. If we're in a situation where we're still technically under austerity, that our foreign aid output should be as high as it is. Just because we tick a box that says we give more foreign aid than any other European country, I think it's audacious. You know, what's wrong with other EU member countries putting more of a share instead of us? What about other economies? In fact, that we're sending foreign aid still to India, despite their rising economy is catching up with ours now, which is absolute madness. But there we go. I think the quite interesting thing of it is that, you know, a lot of these pundits talk about, oh wow, India's economy and its growth are going, you know, going to be catching up and better than the United Kingdom. Yeah, but the living standards of most people in India, especially in Mumbai, are really fucking poor. So, yeah, they've got great growth at the expense of the treatment of people, the same in China. Anyway, that's what I wanted to sound off on that, at least. I think it's ridiculous. I think May is going to lose some potential voters off the back of that. I don't think it's the right thing to do, but I think it's something that the Lib Dems and Labour would have pushed anyway, so I don't think it will be a massive loss to them as a result of that. The second thing I wanted to talk about briefly was the bank holiday campaign from Jeremy Corbyn. This seemed like, an ill-fought process, to be honest with you. I don't think he's thought this through, because he is saying that we should have 4 more bank holidays for each of the Saints' days, and I definitely agree with St. George's Day. Well, I agree with having them all, really, but it's difficult to have them all because you're going to have the majority of bank holidays in the UK taking place over a period of 6 weeks, which makes no sense. It makes no sense. They would have to, for it to work, you know, not everyone's going to benefit out of this, especially those who are on 0-hour contracts. But two, they would need to look at maybe the traditional May bank holidays and look at spacing them out somewhere else. Because I think there's too many bank holidays over a short period of time. I don't think it will help productivity at all in the UK. I know that people that are well rested, studies come out and say that actually works better in the long run because people are more rested. But also, if you have quite a few bank holidays off in a short period of time, people can remain in holiday mode. So it just seemed like it was a policy that Jeremy Corbyn was just flashing out there to get some random candid votes. And it hasn't been thought about thoroughly. And not only that, I'm pretty sure he would need quite an approval to be able to pass this through and put it into effect. I can't see it being something that is easy to do whatsoever. So, yeah, it just seems like it's one of those things that Jeremy Corbyn's thrown out there to get people interested, to bring his poll numbers back. and it's just been written on the back of a fag packet. It's not been thought about very well at all. So that's my thoughts on that. And there's also been another campaign, selective targeting of certain MPs that are Brexiteers by Open Britain, I think it was. This political action group, no doubt Gina Miller has her fucking stinky fingers involved in it somewhere, where they're going to tactically target any pro-Brexit MPs to try and get them to lose their seat, to lose basically some sort of, I don't know, firm grip over Brexit negotiations. That doesn't sound very democratic to me. When you do something like that, neither does it sound democratic when you've got things out there called Swap My Vote, but neither is it democratic that the first past the post system exists. In all honesty, I think it should be more like the Electoral College system in the United States, where the whole country, all of the country is considered to speak for the country rather than heavily built up city areas. But that's my thoughts on that. Oh, I'm going to leave one last thing before I go. Basically, I now rent my flat with my other half. We did have a housemate before, and we've now taken the flat on by ourselves. So I haven't really done much over the last few days because I've been trying to enjoy that and get the flat in a nice looking position. I mean, it looks lovely now. I've got a little bit of DIY work to do with some painting and things like that. But yeah, I'm just enjoying the fact that I've got that freedom now where I can, doesn't matter what time I get up in the morning, I know I'll be able to use the bathroom, I can make as much noise with the coffee grinder as I want to, bang my music on at 10 o'clock in the morning because I know no one's sleeping, and things, you know, just little things like that, and the feeling that I can actually relax. It's something that you take for granted until you share living in an accommodation with someone, so I've never had to do that until the last 2 years. So yes, it's fantastic, absolutely fantastic, seeing a lot of positives. I'm not going to have as much money as I had before, so I will having to make some drastic lifestyle changes to make it work and for the bills to pay. So yeah, I won't be going out as many places as I used to. It's highly unlikely that I will be going to EGX in September now, mainly because I won't be able to afford it. Any remaining money that I've got has to go towards paying for a cruise that's going to be happening in late October. Anyway, that's enough from me. I shall catch you another time. Thanks for listening. I think it's just you, Spencer, but thanks for listening if you are out there. And I'll see you next time. Bye-bye.